world dominated by fear and mass manipulation of the media. Who can you trust? Just when you think there is no hope alive, you find out that there is an alternative news source to turn to. Revere Radio Network, keeping the dream of sovereignty and freedom alive for all. Revere Radio Network.
The views and opinions expressed in the following broadcast do not necessarily reflect the views of Revere Radio Network, Rob Revere, or any other host on the network. They are the personal thoughts and feelings of the host given the presentation. We support total free speech here at Revere Radio Network, even when it's ugly. Enjoy.
Hey, you're listening to Revere Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Revere Radio Network. You're listening to Nowhere to Run with Chris White. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys today. I'm going to go ahead and start this show off with corrections from last show, which I said I was going to do at the top of every show, and true to my word, here we go. I said something about the CFR documents referring to population reduction. I'm sure that there is out there CFR documents referring to that, but just a quick study of it. I think I was referring to the Global 2000 document, which is a Carter and his administration group in 75, established by Henry Kissinger, which called for global population reduction. Not necessarily the CFR documents, but I'm sure you can dig up plenty of that stuff, too. Let's see. A few things. I was referring to, I used to own stock in Applied Digital Solutions, the company that owned Verichip. And I said that I owned that stock way back in the day, but it was only 4 years ago that I qualified right after that, and that is not way back in the day. That is only 4 years. So there's a correction there. Also, I referred to George Herbert Walker Bush and Clinton's relationship. I think I said something like Clinton called him daddy or something like that. But just to clear that up, that was, I think he refers to him as his surrogate father. And there's all of these connections because obviously George Herbert Walker Bush is head of the CIA and his connections with recruiting of these company men, as it were, and Clinton's, you know, connections with the CIA that can be dug up, and how, you know, Clinton got shipped off with a Rhodes Scholarship and to Oxford, and everybody kind of knows what that's all about, that knows what that's all about. But there's other connections between those two, but I don't think he calls him daddy. And also, something just to add to that, I think I was referring to how the last, I guess it'd be, you know, the last three presidents have all been in the same family, if you think of Herbert Walker Bush, and then, you know, his surrogate son, Clinton, for 8 years, and then his actual real son, George Walker Bush, for another 8 years. But what I didn't mention, I forgot about Reagan, who was another 8 years before Herbert Walker Bush, and, you know, I think that I've definitely, you know, heard valid arguments that good old Herbert Walker was really running the show during that administration with the Iran-Contra and all that good stuff. So that's 8 years of Reagan, 4 years of his own, 8 years of Clinton, 8 years of his son. So that's, you know, that's 30 years of control. That's a dictatorship. Also, when listening back at the show, I noticed that I was kind of combining like five different theories about ancient history, and Zachariah Sitchin's was one of them. I think there's some of the stuff there that I never really even looked into much past Zachariah Sitchin, which now I believe Zachariah Sitchin to be a tool of misinformation. But I think that part of what it is there's a lot of truth there too, and I think that's kind of how a lot of misinformation and disinformation works, is using truth and then changing only the very key elements. And what I'm going to do on this particular show is really look into some of those issues. I'm going to really tear apart some of the David Icke, Arizona Wilder interviews, and I've been studying about that and thinking a lot about that here the past week, and I've got a lot of information and ideas about it that I think would be really beneficial to somebody who has gone down that route and had their mind blown with all that stuff, and David Icke in general. I got a lot to say. Also, I'm going to go ahead and apologize in advance for the show. I think I'm not going to really dumb it down. I think this is kind of for the conspiracy expert, because there are things I just can't go into. It's not my forte. I'm not going to, you know, sit and walk everybody through some of this stuff. I'm just going to assume that you already know some of this stuff, and I go ahead and apologize to people that are trying to get something else out of this show. This is the way I'm going to do it on that. Okay, that takes care of the corrections portion of the show, I believe. Before we get started, I want to do another thing I want to try to do every week, and that is to highlight the Revere Radio moment of the week, and I have a good one for this first one. I'll go ahead and play you the clip. It was a caller that called into the Rob Revere show when Rob had his guest on, who, I might add, seemed to me to come from the exact same school that Arizona Wilder did, if that is indeed true. I'll kind of go into a lot of that in more detail here at the end of the show, but this caller rocked. He's the coolest guy ever. I'll play the clip. You could see he didn't start well. It didn't seem like it was going to go well, but he finished strong. Cheers to this guy, the Revere Radio moment of the week.
But caller, you're live on Revere Radio Network. How are you this evening?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you? Well, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Nova Scotia, Canada, man.
Oh, wow. Nova Scotia, Canada. What do you want to add to the program? Our Canadian friend and future countrymen, when we have our Pan-American Union. Oh, you must be on a cordless phone. You're really breaking up there.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Wait. I'll fix that momentarily. Oh, shit. I didn't really expect this kind of evidence, but... hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. So you're listening to the Revere Radio Network in Nova Scotia, Canada. What do you want to add to the program here tonight?
I don't know, man. I just saw like Colin, and you talked to Chairman Sam Walton there for a bit. I don't know. So, like, what are you up to, man? You had a fucking hardcore fucking... guest there tonight too.
Oh, so you've been listening for the whole show. You like,
yeah,
the
totally.
What do you think of the guest that I had on the air tonight?
Interesting, man. Interesting guy.
Do you doubt his stories and what he's saying at all?
Well, it's interesting, right? Because even like if it was false, it's based on a true story. Like a lot of shit that plunged upon
it. I'm telling you, if you really dig his story, then you'll really, really get into other people's stories as well, which are...
Oh, man, I've been there, man. I've been with you guys since you started, man. I've been with you here since you started, man.
Well, that's awesome. I want to...
You must remember me from the FNet, man. Like, I've always been lurking around there. Years.
Oh, in the chat room there.
Yeah, totally.
Well, hopefully we're there for a couple more years to come. Like I said...
Man. We're just going to get bigger and bigger and grow, and we're going to beat this thing. Right?
Well, I want to thank you
hard,
very much.
Man, it's hard. It's hard undoing 100 years of fucking bullshit in 1 year, but we've got so much quarter, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, when I look at how many people on a sheeple website like MySpace are actually members of the group, you know, for 9/11 Truth and such.
Totally, man.
I mean, it just shows me that the numbers are out there.
It follows my mind. Like, I didn't think we would get this far, what we did.
I think it's suppressed.
Just only show us that we have to build this moving. Like, it shouldn't have to focus on certain fans or ideals, but we should have to build this movement from the ground up as a spiritual movement. You know what I mean?
I do. I follow you 100%.
Totally.
I want to thank you for calling in, all right?
All right.
You have a good night, man.
You too.
Hey, there's our friends up there in Canada.
There you go. Like I told you, the Revere Radio moment of the week. That guy really, really rocked. Okay, well, I guess I'm going to get into all this here right after the break. I'm going to play some rock and roll music for you. I think I got some Led Zeppelin for you. And after that, I'm going to get into breaking down this Arizona Wilder David Icke interview and a lot of different things that go along with that. So stay tuned. I'll be right back with it.
Your time is gonna come. This is a public service announcement.
Baylon.com is your number one site on the internet to keep you informed and up to date in this information war. With us losing more and more civil liberties each and every day, Baylon.com is a great tool to have so you can stay informed and learn how you can help topple big government. Simply go to www.phaylon.com. www.phaylon.com. You get 24/7 access to all media, your very own live stream free with your subscription, 300 plus educational videos, fast forward and rewind, pause to watch later, live news channels, all available when you subscribe to phaylon.com for just 19 cents a day. That's 19 cents a day. phaylon.com. You hate big government? So do we. phaylon.com.
In a world dominated by fear and mass manipulation of the media, who can you trust? Just when you think there is no hope alive, you find out that there is an alternative news source to turn to. Revere Radio Network, keeping the dream of sovereignty and freedom alive for all. Revere Radio Network.
That's right, you are listening to the Revere Radio Network. And be sure to make a donation if you can. $5, $10 really does help. Anything you can do. It's such a good cause. This information really is going to affect people, and it's a really good way to spend your money. And if you want to donate $49 or more, I will send you a free Conspiracy, that is a t-shirt from conspiracyclothes.com. Anyone you want, just donate the money to Revere on revereradio.net and send me a private message on there. You can get me Conspiracy Clothes is my handle, or Nowhere to Run. I have two of them. So just send me a private message and donate the money to Revere, and I'll send you one of our shirts. We got shirts on 9/11, fluoride, the pyramids, the Federal Reserve, the loss of our civil liberties, and we got more coming. Okay, let's get into this. First of all, I wanted this. I guess I'm going to spend a lot of time on David Icke here. I, like many of you, got my mind blown by David Icke way back when. It was for me. I don't know when The Biggest Secret came out, but that's it was right around then. I had already been kind of into a lot of this stuff, as probably a lot of you were too before Icke. And then he comes in and really blows it clear out of the water for me. I had some other stuff blowing my mind at that time, too. But this was a big one, and I was reading it along diligently and checking his references, and he was right. He was exposing this this network, and I just couldn't believe a lot of the stuff he was saying, but I did believe it. And then, you know, and in that regard, he's like just this great researcher, and then that's why I was kind of shattered when I found, you know, he also has the capacity to be completely and totally wrong based on his preconceived notions of Christianity. As I said in the last show, you know, he said his father was vehemently anti-Christian, and I believe that's rubbed off on him a good deal and really shows in his research, and it's a shame because he could, you know, but it might be by design too, and I'll go into a little bit of that. But it goes way, way deeper than just a quick demonizing of his work, because there's so much to know. Just for example, I think one of his main theses and one of his main reasons to discredit the Bible, and in fact, the only one of his reasons that I feel, if true, would in fact discredit the Bible that he uses, is a complete and total falsity. On page, oh hell, it's like 89, page 89 of The Biggest Secret, he says basically the Eastern god Varishna was born by Immaculate Conception through the intervention of the Holy Spirit, and he was born when he was born, the ruling tyrant wanted to kill him. His parents had to flee to safety. All male children under the age of two were slain by the ruler as he sought to kill the child. Angels and shepherds were at his birth, and he was given gold, frankincense, and myrrh. He was worshipped as a savior of men and led a moral and humble life. He performed miracles, which included the healing of the sick, giving sight to the blind, casting out devils, and raising the dead. He was put to death on the cross between two thieves. He descended to hell and rose from the dead to ascend to heaven. Now, that's what he said about Varishna, a god that was, according to him, that was a Hindu god that lived 1,200 years before Christ. Now, before I show where he was wrong, I just want to say I'm not going to try to dwell too much on this particular thing. I'm going to look at this from a few different angles, but I do want to go ahead and get this first because it's a really big one. You know, it's a big step, and it kind of shows be wary of what he says. This is a rebuttal to that, and I've looked into this deeply, especially right when I read it, and I went to the research cave and really dug out as much as I could on this Varishna, and there wasn't anything to dig up. Here's a one researcher's look at this. It's real short. I'll read it and comment on it as I read. Okay, he says, "This is an odd one, since I've never seen anything about a Varishna except on Christ Mithra sites. One Christ Mithra says that Varishna is an alternate name for the Hindu deity Vishnu, who is a manifestation of solar energy. Kirishna, who I discuss, is the eighth carnation of Varishnu, or actually Vishnu, in human form. It's odd that only Christ Mithras seem to spell Vishnu's name Varishna, perhaps trying to make the trail harder to follow. I heard from a follower of Hindu religion who says that there is no such deity as Varishna in their religion, meaning that this alternate spelling isn't one familiar to Hindus. I want to interject here and say that I agree with this. I used to drink all the time with this Hindu guy, and we just would get just shit-faced drunk and talk about religion. And I asked him that, you know, what about Varishna? And we went through all this. I mean, he just never heard of it, you know, and he knew his stuff. You know, he was very, very knowledgeable of Hindi and Hindu. So I'll go ahead and agree with him on that. However, and he continues, however, I've also heard from a reader who says that Varishna is a different deity from Vishnu, even belonging to a whole other religion than the Hindu one. But he didn't give me any specifics. He did give me the title of a book to check, Fingerprints of the Gods by Graham Hancock. But I couldn't find a reference to Varishna in that book, only to Vishnu. But the question here becomes, if Varishna does equal Vishnu, did any of these happen to Vishnu? No, obviously, a being which is purely spiritual wouldn't have such physical events happen to it. Of course, Vishnu has, per the religion, been physically manifested 10 times, but I also don't see such events happening to even one of his incarnations. But I will provide links to the sites telling the Vishnu story below for anyone who wants to see for themselves. If anyone happens to find any parallels that match the Christ Mithra story that I might have missed, let me know." And this guy's website, where he lists all these references here, and his website is kingdavid8.com. That's kingdavid8.com. /copycat/JesusVarishna.html. And he also goes through he goes through a lot of the different false Christs, if you will. Now I want to turn a little bit to this notion that, now I'm speaking to the people that have and understand David Icke's philosophy very well as it pertains to Arizona Wilder's testimony and in regards to the reptilians and all that stuff. And if you look at David's view on the reptilians, much of it, if not all of it, came from Arizona Wilder's testimony to him regarding her work in these satanic rituals at the top levels involving, you know, the royal family and all these who's who of who's running, actually doing the running of the world right now. And she describes, you know, a lot of these satanic rituals, which she was the leader of. Apparently she, as human with these natural psychic abilities, was chosen from early on in birth and went through these mind control processes of this traumatization, which you know, can be shown throughout the 50s and 60s of the records of them using this idea of traumatizing people so much to compartmentalize them and give them these multiple personalities where they can give instructions and programs to each separate multiple personality and compartmentalize it that way. Now, she was apparently trained to be the this moon goddess, I think is what they call her, which is, you know, helps lead these rituals. And one of the reasons that she has to do that, and she explains, is because the reptilians who are at these rituals and are the ones actually drinking the blood of the victims and shape-shifting all throughout the course of these rituals are are unable to do what she's able to do as a human with these psychic powers, and that is call out these old ones, as she calls them, which she describes that as demons that come out and swirl around and impart information to the reptilians, and then are forced to go back into their prison, if you will, and she is also able to do that. This is why they breed humans for this. This is her testimony. I'll let her explain some of that here right now.
And they needed the information to just try to control it to the an outcome that was good for them. The second thing is that during the rituals, you had to have psychic ability. You have to be very powerful in that way to call out the old ones that are also reptilian, that come from another dimension. They actually they materialize from out of another dimension and are present at rituals, and they are so powerful, and their presence is there's such an evilness about them, and they want out of this other dimension, and they can't, they have to be called out by someone who has that power, and the reptilians don't have this power. That's very important, that they don't have this power to call out these old ones that have to do with them. And
what is it that the humans have that the reptilians don't have, that means they don't have the power to connect interdimensionally, and some humans do?
We have the ability to foresee, to be able to become vibrationally higher, and see into those levels, go into those levels, and in fact, agencies use this. They call it remote viewing. Humans have the ability to go into the past, to go into the future, to go to other places, to astrally leave their body, astrally, and to see things that we've always had this ability, and it's like having the third eye, which they don't have. They don't have this ability. So these, during a ritual, these old ones are called out, and they are what Christianity would have called the demons. They are called out, and there is a circle that is, it has a hexagon in there, which is a powerful occultic symbol, and then there is a pentagram, and then there in the middle of that there is a triangle, and if you're the one calling them out, then you stand in the triangle so that you're not devoured or taken by these creatures that come out.
That creates an energy field around you, which they
right.
can't penetrate.
They can't penetrate it, and they cannot get outside the pentagram. And they want out. They're always demanding to be let out. And so you have to be very powerful to keep them in line and to make them go back when it is time for them to go back.
Why do the reptilians want to manifest these quote demons at the rituals?
It brings power to the rituals. It brings power to them. They are told things by these entities, and they are encouraged to go on with what they're doing, and knowledge is imparted to them through these entities, but it takes a person with the ability to bring them out and make them answer, because they don't want to cooperate. They have to cooperate when the right person has control over them.
Okay, this is interesting to note for a number of reasons. I promise we're going to look at this in a few different ways. One, that she is, just making up the story, one that she's telling the truth, one that she's exactly who she says she is, and a few other options. So I'm going to look at that in a different way. But just taking this on the face of it right now, which I think is important to do right now, she is, you know, for people that believe in everything David Icke has to say, you have to come to this spot right here. And that is that we're talking about demons. You know, she even mentions the Christian demons. You can talk about reptilians all you want and come up with all your theories, but his main source for the reptilian theory is saying here that the reptilians are getting all of their information from these demons that are called out in these rituals, and that is the purpose for these rituals is to call these imprisoned demons, imprisoned in this time space or whatever it is, to give them the plan, which they then go dutifully carry out as their heads of state and industry that they are, you know, in this physical form, because obviously those guys who are bound there can't be doing anything, so they're getting these half-breeds to effect change. Okay, at the top of the pyramid, this is how they get their information. There's lots of literature that tries to explain exactly how the interdimensional demons and how Satan is actually working to advance his one world government and one world religion since the beginning of his confinement to the world. I think that we have a big problem with trying to understand the rules of his situation, which we may not be intended to know, but the plan is getting passed down, according to her, through these demons and these rituals. Now, what's interesting to note, both him and her kind of don't... Now, this is something to note with everything that's going on and all the research that's going on. Everybody is coming to the conclusion that the people running the world show are into occult satanic stuff. You know, I mean, you can go to Skull and Bones, you can go to, you know, all this stuff. You know, Alex Jones, and everybody is aware that this is happening, that they're all into occult stuff. Now, what's odd is everybody uses the same word, satanic rituals, demons, and everything, but somehow, when it comes to connecting these demonic and satanic rituals to the devil of the Bible, somehow that's a ridiculous notion, you know? Somehow that's where they draw the line. It's like, oh, no, not that super evil guy. It's another super evil antithesis of God that's trying to set up a one world government, a world and world religion, and has these demons that were that are his cronies. It's another one, you know, besides that one. And I think that it's a situation where, just for the record, my previous show, the first show I did, I kind of went through a theory of how I think the devil has infiltrated and is working his plan here on Earth. I kind of go through that theory in the second segment. And here I'd encourage you to remember a few things about how the devil is supposed to be working. You know, I think that what comes to mind is, I remember Ed Dames, I think it was Ed Dames, the remote viewer who remote viewed Satan, kept coming to the conclusion that Satan was kind of somewhere else, kind of giving orders. Now, these demons that she talks about that seem to, that, as she says, demand to be let out all the time to give them this information, that does not preclude or exclude them from being able to, I mean, we don't understand what else they can do within that dimension. That may be a way of physically manifesting, but that doesn't mean that their other goal of whispering in your ear and doing their other jobs is fully able to be done in their particular situation, or that could be different ranking demons. I mean, there's just so many variables there, and I don't think, although I think that it is extremely important to know the general rules of the spiritual world, it is not necessarily intended to be known all of it. I'm just saying that if you believe in Ike, you have to also believe that these beings are getting their marching orders from a purely spiritual and demonic source, which means that we have to add something else to this this belief system. If you choose to go this route, we have to find out who these demons are, whose orders are they following, why are we calling them demons, why are we calling these rituals satanic if they have nothing to do with Satan. And at this point, I'd like to bring up that, of course, this could be a situation where Arizona Wilder is a plant, and actually it could be mind-controlled, a mind-control plant where David Icke, doing all this research, about to expose this network, presumably for the first time in a manner like this, and somebody could have caught wind of this and sent to him, which, you know, Arizona Wilder did kind of come to him under circumstances. It was introduced by a character. I can't remember how that all happened. But, you know, and she's sent there to basically corroborate his story with all this other stuff that he's found out, and seemed to corroborate all that, and then just kind of throw this this reptilian bag on top of it, which could serve to discredit the whole thing. I think it's valid when you think about what has actually happened to Icke, you know, with it has discredited everything that he's done because of his reptilian thing. I mean, most people are like, oh yeah, the reptilian guy, you know, and it certainly has slowed the information from getting out. And it's a shame, because when Icke's not talking about Christianity or reptilians, you know, he's actually doing good research. But on those two subjects, he seems to drop the ball on a consistent basis. And it's a shame, because it is the cult mentality, you know, which is proving something to your cult followers about something that's true and real, and then throwing all kinds of horseshit on top of it. I mean, I can't tell you how many cults were started with just proving that Christmas is a pagan holiday. And then, and then you know, you could show to somebody, look, this is why Christmas is really pagan. And then generally what usually happens with the cults is they'll throw their dogma right on, right after that, you know, explanation. Their dogma is like the antithesis of the New Testament, you know, that no, salvation is actually based on works, and you can be unsaved, and you know, grace is, I mean, that's the whole attack is on that idea. We have to understand that that's what's being attacked here, the idea of your salvation being as easy as that, you know. Generally, I won't preach yet, it's not Sunday, but okay. Also, it's important to note with Arizona, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this is, you know, when she speaks of the mind control situation, she is corroborating a lot of information. At the very least, this woman is extremely knowledgeable of past government attempts at mind control and the compartmentalization of and how it's trauma-based and all this stuff. She knows it really well. At this point, I'd also like to bring up Rob's guest last Friday. Let me find out his name real quick. Robert Ophinioan or something like that. Rob had him on, and he speaks of this exact same trauma-based mind control, except his goal in this was to be an assassin. And he speaks of the same Project Paperclip that Arizona speaks of. That Project Paperclip was a government operation to bring certain Nazis out of Germany after the war, and one of those Nazis was Joseph Mengele, the Angel of Death, as they call him, the guy who did all the mind control experiments and had all that research that was going on, so I guess they wanted to continue that. And we need to interview that guy some more, because in his situation, he got all of his information back in a flood of information. As he said, he got in a car wreck and had an MRI. They found a chip in his a head that apparently it short-circuited that, and all this information came back, you know, in a, like a ton of bricks for him. So he is not struggling through a lot of the regression and stuff. I'm sure he has gotten some things out of regression, but it sounded like. But for the most part, he's got it all, and he's a super assassin guy that, you know, whatever he is, super karate master, and no doubt a lot of other stuff. So, you know, he's not as easily of a target to off, you know, and it sounds like he's ready to rock with the info, so we need to get that guy on the horn some more. Okay, also I'm going to play a clip right here of something she says about Zachariah Sitchin. She mentions him in passing as a agent of misinformation. I think that's really interesting. I'll play it right now.
Since I've seen the picture of some people on that are talking about this subject, I've seen them, when I've seen their pictures, I've recognized them. I did a double take a few weeks ago when I saw again someone who's been talking about around this subject and seems to be popular right now.
Who's that?
This man by the last name of Sitchin. I've seen at rituals, and he is a shapeshifter. And I did a double take when I saw him, the picture of him, because I recognize him. And there's another person that I've seen, this gardener, Sir Gardner.
Lawrence Gardner.
Sir Lawrence Gardner. And he had recently written an article that was out in Nexus magazine. Part of it was about the menstrual blood, and what really triggered me was when he called it Starfire, because that is the name of one of the aspects of the three women who are the dressed mother goddess. That is my name in all of this. So this man I have seen, he has lots of power within this sect of reptilians, and he's someone that you would want to watch out for, outside of this too, as is this Sitchin person.
What do you remember about Zachariah Sitchin?
Zachariah Sitchin was someone in the rituals who are in attending the rituals, who was not a major player in as far as the rituals went, but was someone that others present did not make remarks at or were very careful as to what they said around him. And he was talking about, he would be talking about doing away with people, persons that were in his way or were putting out information that he didn't feel that he wanted put out. He is very much a disinformer, and that is his job, to disinform about what is going on with the Illuminati and with the reptilians.
He actually warned me off from investigating the reptilians, interestingly.
So that's pretty interesting, I would say. If you've ever read any Zachariah Sitchin, what's his main point? And that is that the exploded planet theory, you know, basically these aliens through bypassing Mars, you know, came to Earth, and through genetically altering and whatnot, the existing native race created, is basically seeded the human race with this bloodline. And then he goes on to use ancient artifacts and interprets them to back up the theory of these ancient astronauts. And one of the ways his story sticks is makes sense, you know, if you look at him as a disinformer who knows the story, because prevailing ideas about ancient history and artifacts aren't efficient to explain what he's to basically say anything except for what he's saying, you know, because our version of history that we have in the history books is so off too. So anybody with half the story can really tell us the whole story as far as we're concerned. And that, now, you have to take into account. If he is a misinformer and he really knows the situation and is involved in these highly satanic rituals at the highest levels, then what the hell does he want people to think that for? And the answer is, it's all part of this coming new one-world religion. This is all set up, you know, and this is part of it. Because when they can roll out some proof, quote-unquote, that we were seeded by aliens and present it to the world in a format we will all understand, then they have a really good premise to tell us all kinds of bullshit that will lead to us being forced to worship the devil. I mean, that's the goal. I mean, the long and the short of it is this isn't about money or power for him. He knows he's on the clock, so to speak, and this is what he's doing. He's got a chance, and he's manipulating a lot of shit to do it, and that's just how it's going. And I also just want to add that after listening to that that interview with Arizona Wilder a lot, I don't think that she even really has to understand that, you know, she might have these ideas about what the reptilians are and whatnot. She mentions in the interview getting taught the history, you know, coming from Mars and this whole history, which, you know, she, you know, if you take her on her word, she's still got some major controlled issues, and, you know, she doesn't know the half of her personalities yet, you know. So that could be a form of programming too, you know, the of kind of making a fail-safe with a person like this who, when she sees all these things going down, she associates it with, you know, these beings as, you know, these reptilians with this whole history that she knows about. So it may be a form of keeping her out of the know, even in the little bit that she doesn't have to know, being in a person in that position. So many variables in her story. My gut feeling, though, is that she's telling the truth about a lot of stuff, because, you know, when she talks about her kids in the same system and, you know, how they, you know, my gut says that she is telling the truth. And this guy that Rob had on, my gut's the same thing with him. He's talking about the same exact forms of you know, torture and stuff. I mean, they're talking about the same thing. And this is way back when these things were going on. Think how sophisticated of a network this is now, doing this to her children on a massive scale. So there's good reason to have deception, and, you know, as far as they're concerned in this subject. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break and get back and finish this whole thing up. Here's some Stevie Wonder for you.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to the Revere Radio Network. Remember, Revere Radio Network is listener-sponsored radio. Now, it's not all about the Benjamins, but believe me, that shit helps.
Politics, rumors, rants, and debates. It's the worldwide home of free speech radio. RevereRadioNetwork.com. Total free speech, even when it's ugly.
All right, that was Stevie Wonder with Superstitious. Stevie Wonder is a musical genius, man. And so I really dig Stevie Wonder. I don't know what album that was off of, but it was definitely some of his 70s material. And he did a little bit of cheesy stuff in the 80s, like most good artists. I don't think an artist really made it through the 80s without cheesing out. It was an epidemic in the 80s. Sorry if you're a big 80s fan, but it's just the way things are. I'm not sorry if you're a big 80s fan, then you got your own, you know, problems going. So, let's see here. I just want to remind everybody to donate to Revere Radio. It would be great if we get Rob to be able to quit his job and focus on Revere Radio. All the stuff it takes to run it is really admirable that he's done what he can. But, you know, if we had the money rolling, he could really quit his job, you know. Just because it says the goal's met doesn't mean, you know, that the goal shouldn't be higher. So, my company, Conspiracy Clothes, will... send you a free shirt, which is at least $19 value if you donate $50 or more to Revere. Just send me a private message and I'll send you a shirt. Also, Conspiracy Theorist Clothing Company. Go visit their site and check their stuff out. They got great stuff. They're the other conspiracy apparel company on Revere that advertises. They're the one with the live ad. Speaking of, if you... it's such a good deal to get that live spot or recorded spot that's run on Revere right now. It's a really good deal. If you have you know anybody that could benefit from it, or you could, go ahead and get that done. It's a good time to do it. Other than that, you know, Phalon.com. Click on the American Freedom to Fascism. I know probably get a lot of people wanting to send me some hate mail or correct me, and I totally encourage it. And my email is chris@conspiracyclothes.com. Send me what you got, and hopefully I can get better by next week, and we'll do it all over. I'll be thinking of something to talk about next week, and I'll see you guys then. Take it easy.